doing here today is that I'm sat in a dry place. As somebody who's not in a dry place right now is Neil Monday. Are you there, Neil?
I am indeed, Tony. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to be arrested in a moment.
Do you want us to send somebody over with an umbrella?
No, I'm good, actually.
You're
I'm good.
Right. Yeah, you're going to drip.
Fine.
Okay.
I've got the comforts of a police car.
Oh, what have you done?
What have I done? No, I've come over to the historic car collection, to the Morris 1000, Morris Minor 1000. And hello, just tell us your name and tell us all about this wonderful Morris.
Yes, I'm Mike. This is a 1968 Morris Minor ex-Metropolitan Police Panda.
And if I remember rightly from the conversation we had a few minutes ago, you drove this out of Surbiton Police Station on the day you started.
Well, when it was brand new, I drove it out of police station, Surbiton Police Station Yard, in April 1968, and it was brand new. But I haven't had it since then. I found it about 7 years ago on the internet, and the guy that was selling it has shown a photograph, and he'd shown the registration number, so I knew it was the one that I'd actually driven.
It's a small world how things do funny circles and come back to you like that.
Absolutely, yes. So far I've had four people come up to me and say, I was arrested in the back of one of these.
Now, what was it like to drive as a police car on the roads back then?
Well, it was fine back then because there was the same sort of thing, apart from the Jaguars, etc., which obviously are much quicker. But these were just for patrolling the streets. They weren't meant to be to chase stolen cars or drunk drivers, although we did. And we arrested them. I've had a few in the back of here that I've arrested. And I've also, my fame to claim is I've chased and stopped a stolen frog-eyed Sprite along the Kingston Bypass, all the way up to Putney, where I jumped out, hauled him out the car, and uttered those immortal words, "You're nicked."
That's a story and a half. Now, just coming back to the current times now, and obviously the vehicle, this wonderful Morris Minor 1000 has come back to you. How much work has to go into preserving it and lovingly keep it running?
Yeah, as long as you maintain them properly, you can get nearly everything for them. There's several manufacturers and companies who make parts for them, and they're an easy car to maintain, an easy car to drive. They'll keep up with modern traffic, and they've got really quite good brakes, and they're just a nice car to drive, and it makes everybody smile when you see one of these driving along the road.
It's lovely to see it today, Mike. Thank you very much for bringing it along here to light and speaking to us on Suzy Radio 103.4.
Okay, thank you.
I've got to say this, Neil, you're nicked. I'll tell you what, actually, I know the car you're talking about because I can actually see it out the window from here. Tuesday night swimming for me as a kid, we went swimming in one of those, but it didn't have the police logos on it.
This is actually wonderful, and it's lovely to see it, and it's two-tone white and blue as well, and sorry, what was it again?
It's Bermuda blue and police white.
Oh,
Bermuda,
lovely.
We've been corrected, and it's gorgeous to see it, because it's in such a lovely condition as well, Tony.
I love the point that you said there about keeping up with the traffic in modern day. Believe you me, that will go faster than most of the traffic runs these days in modern traffic. The other thing that it will do is it's got wonderful, as far as I remember, wonderful miles per gallon.
One. How many does it do to the gallon, Mike?
Oh, it'll do about 30, 35, about 35.
No, it'll do more than that. The old bill's wrong on that one.
And it's got 1100cc engine. It's the old A-series engine, which went on for years and years.
There you go. You've had it now.
I have, haven't I, really? I'm not going to argue with him. He's an officer, isn't he?
He's an officer of the law and knows what he's talking about.
I'm going to say nothing. Well, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Cheers.